Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, as always, on a Wednesday. Howard, it's a big week for you. I've been involved when I was involved in the Jewish Report. Wow, this week, I know, is one of your busiest, your most stressful, your most exciting, but you're functioning at a level that is indescribable this year, with everything being a little bit, well, not a little bit different, completely different. Jewish Achievers coming up on Sunday evening. It can't be easy being you right now. Let me rephrase that. It can't be easy being around you right now.
I agree, because I've worked out the perfect way for me to de-stress. I just shout at everyone.
Luckily, I've got a mute button here, Lund.
You actually have no idea. So normally Jewish Achieve Awards is impossibly difficult. The amount of work is crazy. It's 9-10 months of working to put all of this together. And, you know, you juggle it with a real day job and with other things in life. And this year, it's just been impossibly difficult because we're doing everything differently. And we thought, well, first of all, how do we democratize this entire thing? How do we make it available to everyone? And that's part of what we're doing this year. We're broadcasting to everyone, and already thousands and thousands and thousands of people have signed up and registered for Jewish Achieve Awards. Stunning. So if you haven't done so, please go do it now. It's on a bit.ly link, so bit.ly/JAA2020, and the JAA is capital. So bit.ly/JAA2020 and register for it, and you get two things. First of all, on Friday morning, you get to participate in the APSA Business Breakfast, and two of the amazing speakers this week are going to be Nick Benedell, the former dean of Gibbs Business School, and he's going to be talking about how the world has changed and where the opportunities are in the years ahead. And the APSA economist, Jeff Gable, who is always the prophet of doom, but he's the one person where there's no bull around him. Mm. He tells you as he sees it, as the South African economy is, what we should be doing, what we're good at, what we're terrible at. Yeah. And that's Friday morning, and you get to participate in all of that. Of course, for our nominees, and there are over 100 people who are participating in this, they get breakfast delivered. 6 a.m. Friday morning, we're delivering 100 breakfasts around the country to people.
Unbelievable. That is fantastic.
Well, and then on Sunday, Sunday is the huge event, and we keep on thinking, well, how do you keep people's attention online? And so this is about entertainment. This is about glitz and glamour. We've gotten Jonathan Rocksmith, the star, the international star of Phantom of the Opera. He's currently performing in Taiwan. Then he goes on to South Korea, then China. He's doing numbers for us. We've got Honey G and little Bibi Shapiro. You know that little kid in Australia who sang Avinu Malkeinu?
Oh, how wonderful. Yes.
Well, they're doing another duo they've just done for us.
That is stunning. That is awesome.
We've got Dani Biton from Cape Town, from her balcony in Cape Town, doing a duo with Yudi Cohen. They've never met each other. They've never even seen each other. And yet we've created a duo between them.
So you've really taken things that have become features of our past year, because Dani Biton's balcony concerts actually became almost, whether we lived in Joburg or Sea Point, became a feature of COVID. The Australian kid, and we spoke about this on our show as well, learned at the Sinai Academy in Cape Town, but then went on to live in Australia, became this internet sensation. So it's really just amazing that you've captured some of the things that have punctuated and highlighted the year.
We've done that, and not only that, Howard, you know the Maccabees, because in fact I seem to remember the Maccabees came to South Africa for one of your kids' bar mitzvahs.
Correct.
But we've got the Maccabees to record a specific song for us for Jewish Achiever Awards in honor of one of the winners.
Amazing. That is incredible. Really awesome.
We've gone all out for our sponsors and for people who bought tables.
Right.
We are delivering over 600 meals in a 4-hour period on Friday afternoon. 600 kosher meals distributed around the country, Durban, Cape Town, Johannesburg. We're doing that on Sunday afternoon. So when people watch the Jewish Achiever Awards, if you want to buy sponsors or you've bought one of the tables, you get this unbelievable five-course meal delivered to you with kosher Prosecco and gin and tonics and botanicals and a amuse-bouche and starters and main courses and a tray of like nine different desserts to share. So while you actually watch the awards online on YouTube or Vimeo or Facebook or Zoom, while you do that, you can actually have a remarkable meal. And we've gone to the artist Kim Lieberman, and she's designed for us. You know, normally we have candelabra and elaborate tables. Well, Kim has gone and designed placemats for us and serviettes for us and kippot and masks. And we're delivering that to people on Sunday afternoon as well.
The logistics of this is enormous.
You try to produce 600 kosher meals for people in the middle of a pandemic.
What happens if someone wants to send something back? It is a Jewish function after all. And you know, some people like their salmon a bit better done. Some people like it a little bit less done. If they do want to send something back, that could be a problem, right?
Well, you know something? It's like the standard Jewish thing where you walk over to the table and say, was anything right with your meal?
Exactly. The next question, and this is the one that's very, very important for me, is does one need to get dressed up from head to toe, or can I wear a jacket and a nice shirt, but shorts underneath?
No.
So the first thing is, for the first hour, 5 to 6 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, we're having a virtual red carpet. So we're actually going to be crossing into people's homes and saying, Howard Feldman,
who are you wearing? Right. Yes, we like the who, not the what.
And if you say my Woolworths pajamas,
right,
thousands of people will just say, oh, shame. Yeah. Poor guy, it is a pandemic.
Right, exactly.
But if you're in your Armani underwear,
right, then we're okay.
Very douche.
Right, right. Okay, so in other words, if you're doing Armani, you do Armani from head virtually to toe. You can probably still wear your Birkenstocks, but because it might, you know, it depends on the camera. But all right, like this is a tremendous, tremendous undertaking, and you've clearly thought of everything. But it must be quite anxiety provoking as well, though.
Of course it is, because you know. Yesterday, for one of our winners, we interviewed Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, because one of our winners wanted her, David Makura, the premier of Gauteng. We in fact, sent out yesterday a message from Sia Khaleesi to say, I'll see you at the Jewish Achiever Awards. Today, we, in fact, going to be sending out a message from Jackie Stewart. Jackie Stewart won the Formula One Championship 3 times. And Jackie Stewart is sending out the message for us to say,
amazing,
we'll see you at Jewish Achiever Awards. Ross Braun, the head of Formula One, when he heard Jackie Stewart was doing it, he decided to do one as well. So we have Ross Braun sending out in a day or two time, I'll see you at Jewish Achiever Awards. And this year, Gilly Apter, the comedy superstar, is going to be MC and comedian. And it's just going to be fantastic, wonderful entertainment. But the thing that's going to make it unique this year is we say we do 9 winners. We do a Lifetime Achievement Award winner and a humanitarian and community service and entrepreneur and a woman in leadership. And this year we said, you know, we can't just do the standard normal awards.
Certainly, because it's not a standard year.
It's not a standard year. How do we recognize and acknowledge the year we've been through? So this year, it's about the heroes of COVID.
Amazing that.
And we have our business award this year is about leadership, business leadership in the time of COVID. Our professional excellence award is for professional excellence in the time of COVID. And we are going to announce on Sunday as well a roll of honor for members of our community and the broader South African society who are a roll of honor of the heroes of COVID of South Africa, because we want to acknowledge those people who've run cans and who've done medical advice, and a broad section. I don't think our community in the last 40, 50 years has any reason to be as proud as they should be this year of the way we as a community have come to the party about COVID. Our doctors, our nurses, our psychologists, our professors, the people at the NICD who've been members of our community, people who've sat on the vaccine council, our organizations like Hatzolah and the Hev and Yad Aharon and Cape Jewish Care and CSO and Ezra, how our community has pulled together.
You're absolutely right. Not
only just to look after our own community, but to feed people in the townships and rural areas. People like Glenn Wallman at the Angel Network, who's developed this network of thousands of people, all just doing good, feeding the hungry, providing blankets, giving sanitizers and masks to people. This is a year where we have so much to be proud of what we as a community have done for the general South African population. And that's what we want to celebrate. And that's what Sunday is all about. It's a celebration of uniqueness, of excellence, and something that we should be so proud of as a community.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Paul says, good morning, Howard. I have schlepped from pre-nursery school to matric. Today is the last day. Praise the Lord. It's an end of an era for me. I feel like a Jewish achiever.
Paul sounds exactly like you should, but you know what we did this year, Howard? Mm. We took things out to vote because we had 598 people nominating 294 nominees. And we've got four panels of judges and 24 judges in total who overviewed, but we wanted to know what people think, and this has a profound impact on our judges. You know how many people voted?
No.
More than 12,086 people voted for our nominees this year.
That's amazing. Because we're so fatigued that we don't get involved generally. For 12,000 people to have voted, I think that is unbelievable.
You know, and that this is what community organizations are about. This is about participation. This is about building a grassroots network where everyone has their say. Everyone can help build our community. Everyone can help build our society. And isn't that amazing? 12,000 people, over 12,000 people voting in our tiny little community. Incredible. That's amazing.
It really, really is a phenomenal and something to be very, very proud of. And I have to just point it right back at you. I think what the Jewish Report has done with the webinars, with the that have gone on from the beginning and continued all the way through is absolutely incredible. And I think that what the Jewish Report itself in terms of bringing people together during COVID has achieved is also absolutely immeasurable. And I hear from people around the world that they can't wait for these webinars because there is literally no community like the South African community that does so much. You can't find this type of thing anywhere, really, pretty much anywhere in the world. So yes, I think that everybody that you've pointed out has absolutely been integral to what has gone on during COVID and what's been achieved during COVID. But I think certainly, maybe it's not for you to acknowledge, but it certainly is for me to acknowledge what the Jewish Report has done and what you have done over this time. So all the best. Wishing you the best of luck for Sunday night. I have no doubt that it is going to be a spectacular evening, and certainly I can't wait. I can't wait for that event.
So let's just give everyone the registration details again. Once again, we are broadcasting free of charge this year to absolutely everyone. So you only have to pay if you want meals and kippot and masks and placemats and things like that. But if you just want to watch the breakfast on Friday, the business breakfast on Friday with Nick Benadel and APSIS chief economist Jeff Gable, if you want to watch the virtual red carpet on Sunday evening and the award ceremony with all this remarkable entertainment, Kaylee Jo Levy's and her Kletzmer band, the Maccabees, Honey G, Bibi Shapiro in Australia. If you want to watch all of that, just go on to bit.ly, bit.ly/ JAA 2020 for Jewish Achieve Awards, and the JAA is in capitals. So bit.ly/JA2020. Register for free. We'll see you online on Friday morning, on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be the most remarkable weekend of celebration and something we should all be so proud of.
Absolutely right. It is 727. That's Howard Saxteen joining us every Wednesday.